Blog Talk Radio.
Someone at my church asked me not long ago what I was doing because of the economy. How was I handling it? They see me preaching and smiling. Not the fact that everything is going good, but they asked me how I was handling it, what I was going to do. And I just simply told them, I will trust in the Lord.
What happened?
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, family. We back here once more and again. The Lord has blessed us. Some of you may not believe this, but God has blessed us to see a whole nother year. 2024. Someone got to go on mute there. I was privileged here back a while back. Like 1999, I was privileged to go to a store around the corner from my house, and a young man had some flyers on his countertop there. And what he would do as you shop, when he'd bag your grocery up, he would put one of these flyers in your bag. And what the flyers... What the flyer said, my family, was that this is 1999, and it says the world is coming to an end in 2000. And I looked at it. He stuck it in my bag, but me being nosy, Brother Diaz, nosy I am, I took it out and started reading it. And when I read that, I told him, I said, well, you do know this is a lie, right? He said, no, brother, this is over. He said, you need to get all the perishable goods and canned goods that you can, he said, because the world gonna come to an end in 2000. Well, I politely told him again, I said, you do know that this is a lie according to what thus said the Lord. I said, are you a Bible believer? He told me, yes, I believe in the Bible. I said, well, how could you spread this lie when you say you believe in what thus said the Lord? I said, my Bible has instructed me that man knows not the time nor the hour when he shall appear. He goes on and say, I come as a thief and a robber. Now you know, when someone break in your car and steal it or break in your home, they're not going to call Brother Dog and say, Brother Dog, I'm going to break in your house Saturday night while you at the racetrack. And there's a passage of scripture that says that if the strong man had known when the thief was coming, he'd have prepared himself. So you're going to tell me you're going to break in, I'm going to prepare for you. So God says that no man knoweth. He said, I come as a thief and a robber in the midst of the night. No man know when he's coming. So how can you write this out and then tell people to buy all the perishable goods? And then I was able to inform them something else. I said, and if the world was coming to the end, why would I buy anything? What good would it do me? I said that because here it is. God has blessed us to see another year. We call it 2024. That means we are 24 years and some days later, and God has blessed us to still be here. You ought to be shouting right now just to tell God thank you. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for allowing us to continue to be on this place we call earth, because God is just that kind of God. He's just that good to man, and we ought to be shouting. You know, a few days ago, we was able to celebrate something that we call his birthday. And I told you all last week, we're not going to even get into he wasn't born on this day. He wasn't born in that month. It was this type of weather. It was that type of weather. You know, I got married in December, but my wife wanted to celebrate her anniversary in July. So we go out in the month of July to celebrate, even though we got married in December or January. It's a day that man has set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus the Christ. In place of worrying about the date, we should be just thankful for it being a day. I know some of you catch that, so I'm going to tell you again. In place of us worrying about a day, the day, we should be worried and being thankful that it was a day. Because if he hadn't came, sister and brother, where would you be? Just ask yourself when you look in the mirror, like, where would I be if Jesus hadn't came to do what he did for man? You know, it's a sad song for man when you know before some things. Now, there's some good things to know before, but let me lay one on you. How about knowing you got to die? and then you got to die not for yourself. How do you think you're going to feel when you know coming is to die? And it wasn't for me. It was for you all. I came to give you life. And my death is going to give you life. And then you can have it more abundantly. How would you feel if you had to die for man? Now, there's a passage of scripture, sister and brother, the Bible says, there's no greater love than a man would lay down his life for his brother. A lot of people don't understand that scripture. Because if they truly did, they wouldn't like it. Because do you really believe in your soul that you would actually lay down? How many of you would really lay down your life for your brother? Or for your friend? See, Jesus called you friend. He said you a friend. You should be. I tell you right now, bro, be happy. I get so happy. Just you could just say Jesus wept to me, and it makes my soul shout. Because I know that if it had not been for the Lord, I was on my way to hell with a do not pass go sign in my hand. If it had not been for the Almighty God. But he saw fit to bless me with redemption. He saw fit to bless me with forgiveness. I can't count the sins that I have committed during my lifetime and still to be a young man. And there's some more sins going to be. God know you're going to sin. He don't want you to be a practicing sinner. See, that's why a lot of people get this thing all screwed up. And don't you know God know you gonna sin before you sin? How you say that, brother? What he told a young man in the Bible, he said, look here, before you was ever conceived in your mother's womb. He told him something, didn't he? He already knew you. If don't you know if God knew you, I take that back. I can't use the word if, because if leads into a maybe yes or maybe no. God already knew you. We shouldn't say if, but God knew you before you was ever conceived. You ought to be shouting right now, telling God, thank you. God has truly been good to us, and he's constantly blessing us daily. A lot of us on the day of Christmas was able to sit down with our family, do something that we hadn't done probably all year long, was have a little laughter and a little joy in our life for just that one day. There was some that the next day on December the 26th didn't know where their next meal was going to come from. But yet you open up your refrigerator and it's overflowing with food. You walk in your pantry and it's overflowing with food. You look in your closet and you got clothes that you just don't know when the last time you dreamed of putting them on. You ought to be telling God thank you just for doing what he do. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Ain't that good? Oh, that's good news. that's good news to man that loves the Lord. Now, for those that's just going through the motions, still serving Satan, See, they may not feel what we feel, but when you know God being good to you, it's good news. It's good news. It's good news to know, because you could have been dead and gone. See, you could have been sleeping somewhere in a grave, but God saw fit to let you roll on a little while longer. And you all just said, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because he's truly good to us. We hope and pray that we say something during the course of the day. We don't want to hold you too long. I like to tell my family, I don't want you to be glad to see us come and then glad to see us leave. But I promise you, we just be overjoyed when we get a chance to hear the word of the Lord. Because we know that it's like a puzzle that's been well put together. And if you just walk the walk of that puzzle, you know you're going to see him face to face one day and hear those magical words that you should want to listen. When he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Now, out of everything I just said, there's one word that you should be hanging your hat on right now. Faithful. See, it's not enough to just be a good servant. It's not enough to say, I went to church on Sunday, but you was a good and faithful servant. In the name of Jesus. I just thank the Lord. I thank God. Ooh, I thank God. You know, I told a few guys on the morning show here a while back, I said, there was a time my pops used to sit me down and we had to read scripture. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I said, but do you know, as I kept reading, and I got more in tune with God's word, I found it resembled a love story, and you fall in love with him. It makes you, well, you just want to read. I like to sometimes just listen to my word on my phone so I fall asleep. I just don't know what I would do if I didn't have God on my side. I know one thing I couldn't do. I couldn't make it. I can honestly tell you that. I couldn't make it without the Lord. I would be like a sea, like a ship on sea, just tossed to and fro. Man, you just couldn't make it without God. Amen? Amen. Yeah. We hope and trust that we said something in this opening that would make you want to get a little closer relationship with the Lord. But at this time, I have something for my brother Dog. Monty, she's running a little late today. She told me she's going to be a little late. She'll be in. But we got another surprise I want to give you. You know, sometimes I try to be a little surprise joker. And I got a little surprise today. I had my pops on here. Let me see if he's still here, because this is going to kind of give him something to shout about, too. At this time, I got a special guest on here, and I know he got something he want to say. So I'm going to let him have the floor right there. Guest, if you will.
Yes. Somebody here.
Come on, Pop.
That's me.
Yes.
You long.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody here. Oh. They need you, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Please keep your
day job. Somebody here, oh, Lord. They good luck. Oh, they need you, Lord. Oh, somebody need you, Jesus. Oh, they need you right now. But that ain't all, church. And the old folks home, oh Lord, somebody there right now. Hey, oh, they need you. Oh, dear Lord, somebody right now calling on a name. In the old folks home. Oh, Lord, somebody need, they need you long. Yeah, in the old folks home, oh, Lord. Somebody out there, they need you. They need you, Lord. They need you, Jesus. There's no doubt in my mind. Somebody out there, yeah, they need you. They need you right now. I'd like to say it one more time. Oh, somebody here, Lord. Oh, yeah. Somebody are calling on your name. And that's why they're calling you, because they need you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Lord. Somebody out there right now are calling on your name. Yay. Oh, Lord, they need you, Lord. Somebody here, Lord. I'm finna close now, but they need you, Lord. Somebody right now, they need you, Lord. There's no doubt about it. They need you, Lord. Yeah. Right now.
Amen. You know, I come from a family. Well, D may not sing, but he come from a family of nothing but singers. And that's one of Chicago's finest. My uncle, Brother A.J. Blake. I had talked to him on New Year's Day, and I asked him what he's singing for me. He's so sure. You know, when you love God, I must say, I know I got to get out of here. I'm going to give y'all, I hope Auntie is here. But when you love God, I'm going to show you something about loving God. You will do whatever you can for the Lord at any time and anywhere. You know, I said, Brad, you don't care what you mean. Because the word says, if you shame to own me, down here before man,
I'll be ashamed
on you before my Father. In the name of Jesus. And if you love God, like me and my brothers do, I know we do. If you truly love God, the last thing you
want to do is you
had a chance, and you didn't.
Yes.
You had a chance to tell somebody about God, but you didn't. Mm-hmm. You had a chance to sing a solo for him, but you had a chance to say something about the Lord, but you chose not to. In the name of Jesus. God is just that good, man. I asked him one time. It's like he was jumping for joy. Oh yes. You know, I remember as a kid, we went home to Mississippi, and he had took his group, basically his whole group, and they asked him to sing, and he just had service right there at home. Sung himself happy right there in the living room. See, that's when you don't mind praising God. I used to hear my mother say all the time, she said, sometimes you just got to get ugly for the Lord. I don't mind getting ugly for the Lord. Sometimes you just got to do that. Because God is just that good to us. God is just that good. God's so good that he sent his son to lay down his life for you. There's nothing you can do to pay God back.
Yeah.
What he has done for you. There's a lot of money. You know, I was looking at the other day, and I do it from time to time. I looked at Warren Buffett, $175 billion. Bill Gates, $195 billion. Jeff Bezos, $200 billion. Add all that together, is not even a penny in God's eyesight. So there's no amount of money that you can pay the Lord back for allowing his son to hang out on a place called Calvary.
Beautiful.
He gave his life as a ransom. Took all our sins. Brother D, I tell you, how do you always say he took my sin? Brother Eric said, how did he take Brother Eric's sin? How did he take your Uncle AJ's sin? Your pops? How did he do that? You know, he did it over 2,000 years ago. I know you're not that old. No, but he took my sin.
Yes.
Liar was left on the cross with him.
He took hope bug
in there. He took backbite in there. He took stealing
in
there.
Yes, he did.
Is there any more you can think of? Oh, he took them with him. Any sin that you might dream of, did he take it with him?
He took it.
Not only did he take it to the cross, he buried it in the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus. And then he rose just like he said he would.
All power.
In the name of Jesus. With all power in his hand. Now, see, if you don't believe in the Lord, you may not believe these things. But if you truly believe in what thus said the Lord, and the Bible says read to show thyself approved. So if you read it like he has instructed you to do, then at some point in time, something been said will touch base with you.
Glory to God.
I say again, you should just start shouting, telling God thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Start shouting.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I got my brother on here. I'm not going to, I don't take up too much time. I'm going to see if he have anything that he would like to say today. I'm so glad to have him in. I'd be so glad when he can come in and fellowship with us. Prayer, if you will. Amen.
I'm just eating, man. I'm cleaning and pops on the phone, and we in an hour that if you don't need him, keep living. You're gonna need the Lord, and we live in a time that man is living on their own time now. But time's gonna come that no man can live on his own. He won't have to answer to everything he does in his own body. That's why we try to get it right before we see the man. So the blood is there. You told us about the blood. And the blood is there to comfort us in time like this. Man, I just want to say thank you, man. Thank the song, man. Thank the opportunity to say help. Because we believe in a time like we live now, God is getting closer and closer. So
amen.
We can look at our age. It just added up. You believe you got more time in front of you? Or behind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got more time
behind. We got more time behind, and we do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
We have to watch it, man.
That's it.
Because God is, he's getting prepared. He's getting prepared.
Amen.
We thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for the song.
Amen.
Thank you for the opportunity to even say hi.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You ought to just shout every opportunity you get. You should be shouting. Just knowing that you are in the presence of the Lord. The Bible said, when two or three assemble together in my name, he said he'll be in the midst. And I truly can say that there's more than two or three here today assembled in the name of the Almighty God. And that's enough right there. If you don't hear anything else today, that's enough right there to make you want to shout.
Yes.
That right there is enough to make you want to shout. To tell God thank you.
Glory to God.
Not for what he might do tomorrow, but you should tell God thank you right now for what he's already done. Because he's truly done enough. In fact, someone sung a song a long, long time ago that says, if the Lord never does anything else, he's done enough. What did he do enough at? He gave you life.
Yes.
He gave you life that you couldn't give yourself. That's enough within itself to tell God, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Saving me. Thank you, Lord. You know, I heard my brother say this. He said when his mother was transitioned over, of course, no one wants to let them go. But we know, amen, amen. My brother said we got some background noise. I don't know. It may be my phone, brother dog. I'm in a bad area. I'm trying to sit still because it's not over here in this rail yard. I'm trying to get somewhere I can sit still. I say this. I heard my brother say, and as mom was crossing over, of course he did not want to let her go. But when you know that your mom or your father or your husband or your wife or your children, when you know they're going home to be with the Lord, you
yes.
shout. Whether you shout today or tomorrow, you shout. Just knowing that they're going home. I remember my brother said something that I never forget. He said that mom looked up and that told him something. He said she looked up. In his mind, he could just fasten his mind around. She was telling the Lord, I'm ready. I got my business fixed here on this side. I've done everything that I need to do. I'm ready. You know, it reminded me of how they told me I need to get home because my mom was leaving. And the Lord allowed her to hold on until I got there.
Yeah.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
I got there and had a talk with her. You know, you heard me say my brother said his mom was looking up. See, that reminded me of my mother. Her eyes was just fastened to the ceiling. And I left out that night about 11 o'clock to come back to Chicago. And I told my mom, I said, Mom, I said, I'll be back this weekend. And I made it home. And about 4 o'clock that morning, the phone rang to tell me she was gone home. But, you know, I say again, when you know that your peoples, whoever they might be, brother, when you know that they gone home to be with the Lord, you know on Judgment Day that you know they got their business fixed. I was privileged for a friend of mine to tell me, Lord Ray told me I went to see him. He said, boy, don't cry for me because I got my business fixed. Boy, when you can say you got your business fixed, you're saying something. You're saying something.
Yeah.
You can honestly tell man, I got my business fixed. I say that to tell mankind, those that's listening, if you don't have your business fixed with the Lord, now's the time. If you're not in the safety of the Almighty God, now is the time. See, tomorrow is not promised to man, but now is the time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't know. I don't know what happened today with T. I know she was trying to get home since she had a word for us today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
She missed the solo today. The solo today. So before she gets started, I'm going to ask my guest if he would just say hello and see if she catches his voice. And after that, we're going to let her have her way. Amen.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I am good. The voice sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
God bless.
Okay, now you all have got to tell me who I'm talking to.
God be the glory.
God be the glory. Oh, and your voice sounds so familiar.
I tell you what we're going to do. Since she didn't catch the voice, we're not going to let him sing another solo. But what I will do, I'm going to let him sing one more verse, just one verse. I'm going to let him sing just
all
one
right.
verse and see if she catches. Amen.
I bet this has been years, Jesus.
Somebody here.
Oh, they need you, Lord. Somebody here. Oh, they need you, Lord.
Yes.
Somebody here.
Oh my God, oh my God, my God, that's
you,
my father-in-law.
I need you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lord.
Not tomorrow. Oh,
not tomorrow.
Oh, right now.
Yes.
Oh.
Who do you think that is? Oh, who do you think that is?
It's like
Jesus.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hey, glory.
Ain't it good?
Ain't it good? Thank you, Lord. Ooh, so good, AJ. So good. Praises be to God to hear your voice. That song, somebody needs you today. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah,
he's so good. He's so good. He's so good. I just thank God. Hallelujah for hearing your voice, AJ. I just thank God. I asked about your
glory.
All the time. Thank
glory
you.
God.
You know, we love you, don't you? You just will always be family.
You.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And I love you. I love you ever so much
thank
too.
You, Lord.
Hoping that this be one of the best year ever for you.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Coming down. I got to try to get a word in. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to know. Glory. You think about that song. First, I'd like to give honor to God. Hallelujah, who's the head of my life.
Yeah.
My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hey,
yes.
And to each and every one. Hallelujah. It's the sound of my voice today, God. I thank and I praise God for each and every one that came out today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
To see a brand new year. Glory be to God. The year 2024. Hallelujah. We can still be shouting, praising God and thanking him. Hallelujah. It's nothing that we did. Nothing because
yes.
we were so good. But because of his grace and his mercy. Glory, hallelujah. Divine
thank
so
you, Jesus.
Good. To take us one more time and bless us to see a brand new year. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank God, hallelujah, for what he is to me right now, for what he is to
yes.
all of us right now. My son, we know so good, but because he loves us. He loves us beyond measure. We cannot
yes.
comprehend the love that God has for us. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I thank God. I thank God. Lord, let me decrease as you increase. I thank God for this day. Devo,
yes.
to see you got anything ready. I could not really, but God does. Hey, glory, when you lean and depend on Jesus, you don't
yes.
have to worry about what you're going to say, AJ.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh, you just open your mouth, and God will do the rest.
Glory
and
to
I
God.
Just thank and I praise God for that on today. Hallelujah. I had a sermon Sunday morning. The minister used that for something. She said, ready or not. Glory be to God. Look at God. Ready or not.
Yes.
Here I come. Glory be to God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. We're not prepared every year for the new year that comes in. But I heard another message. Ooh, Gloria, yes. You know, it's just so much that's been going on in my spirit, in my heart. You know, I thank God for this brand new year.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we can truly say, like the psalmist said, just another day that the Lord
has kept me.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. A lot of us, we go through the new year, hallelujah, out partying and calling ourselves having fun. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. But because God loved us so much, he let us stay here. In spite of us turning our backs on him, he let us stay here to give us another chance. Glory
Thank
be
you,
to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you
Jesus.
Know, this year, 2024, is a year. Hallelujah. This is a brand new year. You know, I think and I praise God because people often like to say this is the year 2023 is gone. The year 2023 will never be seen again. Glory be to God. So what we need to do right now is stop worrying about what happened back in 2023 that is gone. Let us look forward to the year 2024. For God truly got something for us in this year. God got a blessing for us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if we trust him and if we believe him, all we got to do is step into the year of 2024. Glory. Ooh, hallelujah. If you want a blessing, hey, glory, it's right there for you, brothers and sisters. All you got to do is to believe. All you got to do is trust in God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because I don't know about you. Hallelujah. But I'm walking into the year 2024 looking for a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
See, every time we look for a blessing, it doesn't have to be a monetary blessing. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. Every day you wake up, that's a blessing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Every day you're able to walk, glory, hallelujah, that's a blessing.
Yes.
Every day you get in your car and go to work and come back home, that's a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us stop worrying about the financial blessing. Hallelujah. And let us look to the hills, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
in the year 2024, let us look to the hills from which cometh our help. For all our help. I said all of our help. Glory, glory, all of our help cometh from the Lord. Glory, hallelujah, yes. Jesus. Look. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. He's so good. Let me tell you, the year 2024, if you remember in the Bible, back in glory, hallelujah, Jesus,
yes.
It said 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, 5th chapter 17 verse, hallelujah. Jesus said, therefore, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. And all things are passed away. Hallelujah. And look, our Bible says, behold, but I said, look, all things have become new. So look, brothers and sisters, after year 2024, everything is brand new. We just got to accept it. We got to believe it. We got to walk in it. We got to trust God. Why, please? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All things have become new. Now look at January 2nd, 2024 has nothing to do with January 2nd, 2023. For that year has passed away. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now we're entering into a new year. Hallelujah. Let us trust God. Let me tell you, because I see this new year as a blessed year. And it's a year of blessing. If we just believe, if we just receive. You know, the psalmist says, all things are possible if you only believe. If you only believe. This year, 2024, is a year of blessing. And all we got to do is believe and trust God. And let us walk in our blessing. When God directs you one way, let us walk that way. Glory be to God. When God tells you to do something, do it with faith and with thanksgiving, trusting that God said, and it is so. It's already done. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, our lives already been predestinated. Our lives have already been made up, hallelujah, prepared, and blessed by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God already knows what the future holds in our life. But let us not dwell on the future. Let us dwell on today. Hallelujah. What God has for us today. See, we try to go and get something that's happened that you want to happen down the road, that you want to happen in March. Don't worry about March. Worry about today. Worry about your soul's salvation. Worry about what God's got to do for you today. Let us trust God in this new year. My spirit says it's going to be a blessed year in 2024. Somebody's going to say what so-and-so happened to me back in 2023. I encourage you, I admonish you, brothers and sisters, don't look back to what happened in 2023, but look forward to the blessing that God has for you in 2024. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we have not always been saved. We have all have sinned.
Yes.
The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We come short, but look what God do for us. Hallelujah. AJ, he looked at us. He looked beyond our faults. And he see all our needs. Hallelujah. Don't think. Hallelujah. Because brothers, sisters not living right now, that they are hell bound. Hallelujah. Don't forget, just like God gave us a chance, he's going to give them a chance too. Some people that we think is gonna make it in is not gonna make it. Some that we think is not gonna make it gonna be right there with God. Hallelujah. Bible tells us the first will be last, and the last will be first. You know, it's your job to stay encouraged. It's your God's job to read the word of God. It's your job to trust God. Let us walk, hallelujah, in the newness of the new year, 2024. Let us trust that God's going to give us, hallelujah, if it's his will, longevity of life. Let us trust that God is going to save the ones that's not saved. Let us trust that the one that went out and parted on New Year going to turn around and ask God forgiveness, ask God to work on him. Hallelujah. We all have to ask God to look at us. You know, we have to look on the inside of ourselves. We got to look at ourselves, and we got to acknowledge where we are short.
Yes.
We got to tell God about it. We got to tell God to take it out. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Clean us, Father God. Wash us and hiss us so that we may be clean. We got to acknowledge. Hallelujah, Jesus. This year 2024, a year of blessings. Hallelujah. A year of redemption. Hallelujah. We don't have to we don't have to, hallelujah, be lost. We can all be saved if we only believe. If we trust God, we can all be saved. You know, he said Revelation 21:5-8, glory be to God. He said, and he said, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Every year that God blessed us to see, every year is a new year. Glory be to God. Now you look at how God say, behold, I make all things new. Look at God in the beginning. God created the heaven and the earth. Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Everything was void and dark. Hallelujah. But when God spoke light into existence on this earth, hallelujah, he gave us a new beginning. Hallelujah. When he spoke, hallelujah, life on this earth. Hallelujah, he gave us a new beginning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me tell you, brothers and sisters, God loves you. Hallelujah. Let's look at the new year. You know, we being human, and I say we because we all do it. We look at things that have happened 20 and 30 years ago, how we suffered, how we going through now, how somebody mistreat us. Don't worry about that. Hallelujah. Worry about pleasing God. Worry about pleasing God. Worry about, hallelujah, what God has in store for you. Hallelujah. Rather than concerning ourselves for something of old. But God said, I will make all things new. Not some things, hallelujah, but all things, he said. I will make all things new. Hallelujah, Jesus. We serve a God, hallelujah. Look, it's only God that can go year to year, change that year, bless you to lay down and sleep, not concerned about him, but touch you the next morning with a finger of love, telling you to get up and enjoy a brand new day. Enjoy a brand new year.
Glorify you,
this is the God that we serve. He said in his word, he said, I will leave you and I won't forsake you. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And we choose to, in our narrow mind, that God has left us. That God is no shorter than his word. When he say, I won't leave you, and I won't forsake you. God don't leave you, but you leave him. He don't leave you. We turn our back on him. He blessed us to see a brand new day.
Yes.
We won't
yes,
even Lord. Open our mouth and say, thank you, yes. Jesus. I'm looking how
thank
the
Jesus.
Churches, hallelujah, Jesus, how the churches this year, they don't have the white service anymore. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They're tired. They don't want to stay up all night. Glory be to God. Don't want to stay up all night. Don't want to praise and worship God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But look at God. In all the things that you do, he still loves you. He still bless you. He still bless you to see a brand new day. He still, glory be to God. In all that we do, brothers and sisters, he's still standing there, hallelujah, Jesus, with arms stretched out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving you a chance, hallelujah, to come to him. They used to sing a song a long time ago that said, come to Jesus right now.
Yes.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. He don't give up on you, brothers and sisters. He don't give up on you. Sometimes it seems our burdens get so heavy. Our troubles get so hard. Sometimes it seems like God just don't love us anymore. But God has never stopped loving us. God loves us so much.
Amen.
Even in our sin, he saw fit to bless us to see a brand new day. Our
yes.
brothers and sisters, I dare to ask the question, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Hey, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's how much he loved us. He blessed us to see the year of 2024. And I tell you
yes.
the truth, our church didn't have no service, but I caught on to my cousin's service, Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I praise God all the way into the new year. Hallelujah. I was so determined to praise the God into this new year. I said, Lord, I'm not going to lay down and wait. I'm going to set up so I can keep my eyes open. Hey, so I can be I can be awake. At 12 o'clock, hallelujah, so I can praise the new year. Hallelujah. Don't you know, hallelujah, when we praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Don't you know when we praise him? Hallelujah, God, come down and rejoice with us because it's pleasing to him. He loves when we praise him. He loves when we pray to him. He loves when he feels the love that we have for him generates out of us to him. God loves that. Hallelujah, Jesus. So this is a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a new season. This is a new time. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. This is a new time for us to walk upright. Hallelujah. Let's look at 2024. You already have people doubting God at this time. In this new, already got people doubting God already. But let us every day of our lives, brothers and sisters, walk into our blessings. When
Amen.
God tells you he has something for you, when God tell you, I'ma bless you, hallelujah, Jesus, brother AJ, hallelujah, though you don't see it, hallelujah, the seed faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Though you don't see that blessing, hallelujah, trust God and walk in. Look for him. Believe him. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's a God that cannot lie. Hallelujah. And all we got to do is trust and believe in him. Hallelujah. Whether they complain, hallelujah. Complain. Hallelujah. Stay mad. Fussing. Hallelujah. Treat this year like the year that it is. Hallelujah. The year of 2024. Treat it as a brand new year. And everything, hallelujah, that you want to have asked God for, believe him for it. Don't go praying and turn around and do your own thing. You got to continue to trust him. You got to live for him. You got to do the things that is pleasing in the eyesight of God. You got to let that old man go. And you got to become a new creature. You got to look at your habit. Hallelujah. And trust God that he'll take that habit from you. Hallelujah. The things that you used to do, you don't have to do it no more. Hallelujah. Just trust God. Hallelujah. And you can and you will become a new creature. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Listen, let me tell you something. God has known you even before you entered into your mother's womb. There isn't anything about you that God don't know. Whatever you do, if you hide it from the preacher, if you hide it from the saved man or the saved woman, glory be to God. Hallelujah, there's one you just can't hide from. You can't hide the sin from God. So we might as well get up and do like David and bow down. Hallelujah, that's God's forgiveness for our sin. See, what we don't seem to understand, when we ask God for forgiveness for our sin, brothers and sisters, he's just and he's able to forgive us our sins. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And you know I like that. He said, to give you an expected end. See, the expected end, if we live right, is to be with him in paradise.
Yes.
The expected end, if we live right, hallelujah, is to live forever with him. Eternal life. Hallelujah, Jesus. To give you an expected end. Hallelujah. The end of salvation, to give you salvation. Hallelujah. To give you the desires of your heart. To give you the things that you want, not necessarily need. To give you an expected end. Look at Solomon. How God came to him in a dream. Glory be to God. I'm talking about a new thing now. Hallelujah. God came to him in a dream as a young man, very young, and said, what can, see, any of us, we would have been asking for money. We've been asking for cars, houses, and everything. But the young man said to God, hallelujah, Jesus, He said, show me how to come and go among your so great a people. He humbled himself. He just wants to please God and please God's people by doing the will of God, by teaching them God's ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. And look at God. See, this is the type of God that we have. See, Solomon pray, ask God an unselfish request. When we ask God for something, it is always selfish. Hallelujah. We don't ask a brother for a blessing for the brother, a sister that is suffering. The brother, sister that don't have food to eat. The brother, sister that seems to be laying up in the hospital all the time. We don't ask God to bless that person and heal them, but we want money and more money. Glory be to God. We don't ask God to bless us and clean us up so that we will be saved. We don't care about salvation. We want just to have. But the thing we got to recognize, the things that we get on this earth is temporary. But what we get from God, hallelujah, is eternal life.
Yes.
So we have a choice to make. When we choose the temporary good times that we think we're having on this earth, hallelujah, or do we choose God and live eternally? This is a new day, a new time, and a new season. Glory be to God. Let us think about what we want in this season, not to please us, but to please the Almighty God. The things that we want that can make us pleasing in God. Our sight. The things that we want that will make us righteous in God's eyesight. Let us think on that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be careful what we ask God for. Hallelujah. We don't need silver and gold. If I hear the Lord say silver and gold is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus. We don't need, hallelujah, all the things that we think we need. But let me tell you something. No matter what happened on this earth, this world, and I did say world, I didn't just say earth, this world belongs to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God wants you to know, hallelujah, no matter what happens, hallelujah, at the end time, when this earth passes away, this heaven passes away, this earth passes away, God is going to still be standing, not harmed in any way, for he made the heaven and earth, hallelujah, and he already told us that this heaven and this earth is going to pass away. Hallelujah, Jesus. But we choose to look at it entirely different ways. Hallelujah, Jesus. We choose to think, hallelujah, that this earth is going to go on forever and ever. But listen. When God, hallelujah, destroyed us, hallelujah, and our unbelieving self, ain't no use of crying, hallelujah, asking God to save me, hallelujah, for you was able to serve him while the blood was running warm in your veins. You was able to serve him when God's men and God's women was walking around trying to tell you to get yourself ready. Hallelujah, that Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. But we didn't want to hear that. We enjoyed what we had on this earth. Hallelujah. But I see Revelation 21 and 7 says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the saying of the prophecy of this book. Hallelujah. He said, he come quickly. Glory, hallelujah. And it reminds you of hallelujah. I'm trying to come down here. It reminds you of the 5 to 10 versions, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. 5 of them knew God and knew the word of God and lived according to the way God would have them to go. The word of God in them, the spirit of God in them, the Holy Ghost and the faith and the belief that they had in God, hallelujah, was the oil that was in their lamp. Glory be to God. And our Bible tells us that 5 was foolish that didn't have time, just like we do right here on this earth, don't have time, hallelujah, to praise God, don't have time to go to church, don't have time to ask somebody about Jesus, don't have time to pray, don't have time for God whatsoever. We're talking about the 5 foolish virgins. Didn't have time, wasn't prepared. Hallelujah, but they used the word oil. Hallelujah, Jesus asked the 5 wise to give them some of their oil. But the 5 wise said, we don't have enough for us and you too. You go and buy your oil and come back. But look at Jesus. We're talking about getting the word of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we talk to people every day, day after day, every time we see them, and we tell them about Jesus. Don't you know that God sent in his man or his woman to tell you to get yourself ready and get yourself prepared? Our Bible said the cry was made. Hallelujah. And the trumpet was blown. And the 5 wise went in to the bridegroom. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he shut the door. Our Bible says that he came at midnight. And the 5 wise was ready. They went in to the bridegroom. And the door was shut. Hallelujah. As I'm telling you this, think about yourself, brothers and sisters. If you're ready or if you're not ready, think about yourself. But when the 5 foolish came back, glory be to God, when the 5 foolish came back, hallelujah, the door was already closed. Our Bible says that they knocked on the door, let us in. Hallelujah, but Jesus said unto them, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you. Glory be to God. How many of us, hallelujah, Jesus, want to end up like the 5 foolish? Hallelujah. And I'm saying to you today, January 2nd, 2024, brothers and sisters, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. You got this time to prepare. Hallelujah. Don't think, well, I got a little more time. I don't have to be saved right now. Oh, glory be to God. But we have to be saved right now. Hallelujah. For this is a time. Hallelujah. See, Jesus didn't give us a day and an hour or an hour that he was going to come back. But he said, be ye also ready. Let us be ready. Let us be prepared. Let us be thankful. Hallelujah, Jesus, for what God is doing for us now. Glory, hallelujah. And I thank God at this time, glory be to God. At this time, we're getting ready to close. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to leave that same topic with you, ready or not. If you're ready, that's good. But if you're not, Jesus is still coming back. I thank God for each and every one of you. Thank God for this message, Brother D. Hallelujah. And asking you to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. In your hands, Brother D. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Brother Debo, in your hands.
Thank you, Lord. I got to get off me sitting here enjoying the word. And got to get this phone on mute. As always, family, we truly hope and trust that you all have enjoyed what we had to give today. We give you what the Lord give us. Hope and trust that you enjoy the solo. We love to hear that young man say,
God has truly
blessed him in the name
of
Jesus. I had my pop song,
but
he had to go. But as always, I said, I want you to be glad to feel strong and glad to feel real. I'm so glad when you come in fellowship with us. So at this time, we're going to take and get out of here. We're going to actually, as Monty, give her announcements for tomorrow. And after that, we're going to give it in the hands of Brother Dog. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I just want to announce, hallelujah, be with us again on tomorrow night, same time, same channel, for a time for reflection. And as always, God has a word for you. Come ready, expecting. That's what God wants you to do. Anytime you hear the word of God, anytime you hear anything pertaining to God, come expecting. Glory be to God. I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. In your hands, Brother Bell.
Okay. Hey, Brother D, is Uncle AJ still out there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Well, and I don't know if it's your first time coming on the show, but you got to pay some dues before you come on this show. And before you leave out here, you're going to have to leave here, and you're going to have to sing us a verse. You're going to have to sing us a song to sing us out of here. But before we go, Brother D, we want to still send our condolences and well wishes to Brother Fan and his family, you know, the passing of his brother.
Amen,
Brother D. So
if
you want to say anything about that, Brother D or Sister Mary, you can go ahead. And Sister Mary, I don't know how you're going to do a show tomorrow with all that preaching you did today, girl. I don't know how you're going to do a show tomorrow. You better rest up there. We're going to be doing it tomorrow. But again, Brother D, you want to say a couple of words for Brother Fan and his family, man, because, you know, God speaks to him and his family on the passing of his brother. And after that, if you don't mind, we get our Uncle AJ, it closes out with a song. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brother
Dog,
if you think he's strong today.
Brother B, before you stop, Brother B, I forgot. My phone was fasting today. I was not answering my phone today. My phone was fasting. So if you was calling me about whether or not you're going to be a show, I told you to call and see. If you say it was going to be a show, you would have noticed. So my phone was on. It was fasting today. My phone was fasting.
Thank you, Lord.
Bishop had called me. And asked me, I told Bishop, I said, I called yesterday and there wasn't one. So I said, about 2:30, I'm going to call today. So I called at 2:30, and he told me we were scheduled. So I told Bishop we was going to be on. But due to work, he couldn't come in. And I had said 2 weeks ago, I was going to get Mark on to sing and see if Monty could catch the voice. And today, he called me yesterday.
Well, you know that means. Yeah, that move Sister Mary down to number three or four now. You know it was. You got AJ now. You got Pop. You got Sister Fan, and then you got Sister Mary. I don't know which one. The move Sister Mary on down to number three or four. That moved under to three or four now.
Praise be to God.
Sister Mary, I'm glad something you said today that Brother D used to always say he didn't stop saying, and maybe he got tired of saying it, but a lot of people didn't understand it when he said this is a day that we'll never see before. And like you said, this is 2024. Uh-huh. We'll never, this is 2024, but we'll never see it. We'll never see it again.
Amen.
We'll
never
see it again.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. 23 is in the books. We can write 23, bro, dog.
Yes, it's in God's record book. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
it's
you.
In the record
book. And again, yeah. Brother D, thank you. And don't forget to mention something about Brother Fan, because, you know, I love that brother and his family.
Amen.
I love him just like he was my
that's
own
my brother.
Family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yes, yes, sir.
Amen.
Brother.
Thank
you know,
Lord.
As I was about to say, you know, I talked to Mark and I asked him about singing. You know, you hear me say, if you said Jesus is well, I get overjoyed. When you mention singing for the Lord, he just get happy. And you all can see it today.
Yes, it does.
When he started singing, he just get happy when he say, and we're so glad to have him. We're so glad to have him, bro. Dog, see, what
a man of God.
Singing man of God. Bro, dog, I can promise you this. Boy, he'll never, you know, there's a song that says he won't never say no. Marco will never say no. You can ask him on the corner at the racetrack. It doesn't matter what you ask him to sing. He's going to start singing right there. And he's going to sing it from his heart. And we just thank God for him.
Yes, he does. Oh,
God.
Yes, he does.
Brother Dog says about my brother, Brother Fan. Brother Fan and Sister Fan has been with us for a long time. And see, God has a way that man, you know, man just can't fathom what God has for you. Brother Dog made it mention one day on the show how myself and Brother Fan met, and it wasn't a happy medium. But look at us now.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't hear from that big head joke in so long, if he don't hear from me in so long, he got to call. Hey, I guess I heard your voice. You ain't called me. I want to talk to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Brotherly love. We share brotherly love like we actually came from the same mother and father. And that's just good. And we're asking God to continue to bless him, bless my sister, to keep him in perfect peace. You know, they are a God-fearing family. So when you're a God-fearing family, you already know the Lord. But we're just asking God here to have God just keep your arms around them. Keep blessing them.
Hallelujah,
keep keeping
Jesus.
Them in the name of Jesus. Let no hurt, harm, or danger come their way. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Because you first loved us. In the name of Jesus. And Brother Fan knows, Brother Fan, Sister Fan knows that we love him. And I say all the time, he know it. I don't have to tell him. Anytime you need me, you want to talk to me, he already knows. 773-886-3490. I'm just too dumb. Like Brother Dog said, he put his phone on fast. I'm too dumb to put my phone on fast because I fear one of my brothers might call and need to hear something. What does say the Lord? And I'm always trying to be ready and able to give them whatever God give me to give them. Amen?
Amen.
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 At this time, we're gonna give it to my uncle, Brother Dog said he wanted to sing us out of here. We're going to ask Unc if he will give us another verse or two of the song.
Don't forget to say a short prayer for Brother Fan, Devo, and the loss of his brother.
Amen.
Just a short prayer for him.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. You know, I get started talking, and I forget sometimes. I'm not as young. I'm not as old as I used to be. I'm getting younger now, Jay. So, but we're going to ask you all to bow your head, if you will. Let's have a little talk with the Lord. Father God, we come before you this evening. We're going to first start off by saying thank you for our service today. We thank you for the word that you gave. We thank you for those that stopped by to hear the word. We pray, Father, that not only did they hear it, but they will become doers of the word. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to come out of 23 with any hurt, harm, or danger come our way. And we ask that you continue to bless us as we go through 24. As T said in the word, it's a year that we'll never see again. But we're striving forward each and every day of our life, knowing that one day we got to stand in judgment and see you face to face. And we just say yes right now. And Father, we ask that you look upon our brother and our sister, whether you not only bless them, but bless their whole family. Let them know that they may have lost, but it's a gain. To lose is the gain. For you said in your word to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And we ask that you just continue to keep them in perfect peace. Keep them arms around them as they go through day by day.
knowing, Father, that if you got them, they will surely be guided. If you keep them, Lord, they will surely be kept. In the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
We place no one above you. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son Jesus' name. It is a heart, say amen.
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 And we truly thank God for Jesus. And we don't want you all to run us out of here, so we're going to ask Mark that he will come back to the mic again and give us another short song. And after that, I do it tomorrow. I do it tomorrow. I do it tomorrow on your service. We're gonna let brother my uncle come here and bless us again. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, Jay.
There's a dream.
Come on.
That I dream. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord. All my heavenly.
Come on now.
Heavenly home.
Yes. Come on.
And I know, oh Lord, oh Jesus, that I am going. I'm going there someday.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, yes, I will. Mm-hmm. Maybe morning, oh Lord. Night or noon.
Call it a pulse in your body. But Sister Mary, we'll see you on here tomorrow. You better go rest up because much preaching you did today, I don't see how you're going to be able to do it tomorrow. No big you did today. So you better go rest up, Sister Mary. I thought I was going to have to come over there and give you some water there for a minute there, Sister Mary.
Lord,
you did that. God bless. God bless. All right, well, don't forget, like I said, the same time tomorrow, we will have Sister Mary on it with God's will. God's will, we will be back on it at the same time, same station tomorrow. And like Brother D said, next week we'll be back on him at the same time on Tuesday, same time, same station. And you never know what Brother D might come in because I got to admit, y'all whole family sounds just alike, though. I thought that was Pop there singing for a minute. But
He was on.
That's okay, but it's good to know 2024 that we can fellowship like we did today, and it's good to know that the majority of us is in good health and spirits with the Lord, and all I can say is God bless us and continue to bless us in this new year. So with that being said, Sister Marion, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you, Sister Marion. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Y'all be blessed.
Amen.
Have a blessed
night.
Bye-bye.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.
All right. Amen.
God bless everybody.
Okay. All right, Brother AJ, Uncle AJ. Get him out of here because just in case Kid come on in with some stuff now, you know to get him out of here. Get him out of here. All right. And tell him he's welcome to come on anytime he need to, him and old Bishop and all little boy, that we just going to have us a family reunion on him one day. He's going to have a whole family reunion one day, just a whole show with them on there. Yeah. All right, Brother D. Appreciate you and God bless. All right. All right, with that being said, we finished transition on over to the other side. Alabama done got whooped. Georgia done got whooped. Then we got some doggone in the championship game between Michigan and Washington. And I don't care which one of them win because I don't care. I done paid off my debts, my pocketbook, boat, and everything else. But at least the bad part is when you got them debts and can't pay them. As long as you can pay them, you're all right. So in this time, Kid and Trigger Lee. Trigger Lee, you want to come on here, man. You've been on Facebook. You so happy. I don't know what you so happy about, the way Florida State got beat 63-3, and you over there on Facebook glad Alabama got beat and everything, and with your stanky feet all up in the air with your and everything. I don't know what you celebrating for, you bald-headed. I forgot. I wanted to be nasty. Nanny boy told me I couldn't be I couldn't be nasty, and he got a point there. I have to hold back a little bit. Pajo, what you want? Come on in and help me out, man, so I won't start getting nasty real quick, because I feel like getting nasty again. What you got, Pajo?
Well, they both were good games.
Yeah, they were. It was a good game, man.
I thought it was going to be them and Texas, both of them outside.
Well, I thought I
Happy
think
New
I
Year, y'all.
Man, don't nobody want to hear nothing from you, you bald-headed alcoholic. And then you over there going to cop your stinking ass feet up and then talking about some you glad Alabama that got whooped and the way Florida got whooped, I would even come out the damn house.
Listen to me, sir. It doesn't matter. We were destined to get whooped. Y'all supposed to took the whole thing. Y'all were handpicked for this shit,
y'all,
man.
Y'all were handpicked for this shit, and y'all went home just like we went home. Everybody at Washington and Texas. It's just like a race. Anybody can get beat. She can't get on my ass.
Hey, kid, it's a new year, kid. I'm being nice.
All right, Trigger. No, I don't want you to be nice. I want you to be nasty just like you say you're going to be. This is you and Kid's show. I'm just going to run the keyboard.
Hey, kid.
Yeah, what?
Hey,
what
kid, I don't know what's going on with Willie Dawg. He got his panties in a bunch because Alabama took their ass home right along with Florida State. But they need to be. They deserve to be at home.
Yeah, well,
Karma
is a bitch. But I sent the paramedics. You know, I told them to go by there and do a well-being check. You know, I guess they found out he was all right.
I FedExed his ass some hemp preparation ace. I guess he ain't got it yet because he's still upset. The boot hole still hurts something.
Oh, man.
You got a lot of tissue rolls empty today, Pajo, where you at?
That ain't no damn Pajo. That's Juice, man.
I'm right here.
Pajo, we running the show today. Let's see if Dawg can get Fletcher on.
Mute the mic, Dawg.
Get who?
Ain't no noise on here unless it's on your damn phone. Fletcher say he not accepting no goddamn phone calls. I ain't calling. And I hope the Detroit Lions ain't accepting none either.
Golf had 2 points.
That's two of them, yeah. Detroit and
trash. Hey, y'all, but listen, this is what we want to do, y'all. You know damn well,
that Dallas stole that damn game. You know damn well they stole that game.
Man, Alabama stole their way into the playoffs. Hell,
why you got to keep on talking about Alabama? Alabama made it to the top four. Florida State.
That was the last one.
Your bald-headed, greasy-faced ass need to shut the fuck up about Alabama.
I was trying to be nice, but I don't care how mean you get. I'm still going to be nice. It's 2024. I'm doing better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a flying chicken fuck what it is. It takes two of us to have it out, baby. You're doing it by yourself right now. Get going with it. Give it to me, dog. Give me all you got.
Because
Alabama at home with Florida State.
I don't know which
y'all
one of y'all got
all
the biggest dick or the littlest dick. You a kid. Y'all two pussies or two dicks. I don't know which one y'all
is.
What we do, man? We didn't do nothing, dog. Why we got to do all that? Why we got to be all that this day, dog? This is the day of the year.
Stuff triggers. stuff Trigger's dick in your mouth.
Damn. Why he got to do that now, Willie?
I tried to look out for the man yesterday. I told the paramedics to go by there and make sure he was all right.
Look out for your look out for your host.
For looking out for his ass.
Look out for your host.
I see that. He don't give two shits about us.
Every motherfucker over there talking right now, team didn't make it far as Alabama, so won't you shut the fuck up and move on?
Alabama
huh?
They ain't make it far as Alabama.
Oh, yeah, man.
It made it far in Florida. It made it far in Florida.
They took that motherfucker.
Homeboy, don't make me cuss your big ass out because I can't fight you.
Man,
Goff had two points.
Goff had 2 points. Goff didn't have 10 points. They couldn't have won.
Trigger, you don't know a goddamn thing about football, so you need to shut the
I'm
fuck up.
I'm telling you about my fantasy league.
Okay.
All I can tell you was in the fantasy league,
you,
he was
fuck
trash.
Fuck you and the fuck the fantasy league. Nobody go for that bullshit. Keep that over there where you had it at. But let me tell you something about the deferred. You don't know nothing about no fucking football. If you win the
yes,
toss,
I do.
You go to the first.
Yes, I do.
Let me.
Yes, I do.
Can I explain it to you?
Go ahead. No,
you're telling me they're supposed to defer.
They don't have to defer. Go ahead, dog. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to let you go. No, you won't shut the fuck up. I'm going to let you go. Let me know when I can go. You go ahead. Let me know when I can go.
Ready, set, go.
I said go ahead.
Ready, set, go.
All right, if you know anything about football and you would shut the fuck up, man, don't you hear me talking, bitch? Damn. Anytime you playing football and you win the toss, you always defer so you know what you got to do to try to win the game. See, if they deferred and they went down there and Michigan only got a field goal, well, they can play more wilder now because they know they can kick a field goal, so they're gonna try to do something to beat the field goal. But when Michigan went down there and scored a touchdown, then that put pressure. They had to score a touchdown too. So deferring is what you're supposed to do. You dumb, no football knowing motherfucker.
So dog, you don't have to defer. So you saying they you don't have to wait? Let me finish saying what I got to say. You don't have to defer anything. If Alabama was smart, being that they playing Michigan and they already kind of had Michigan panties in a bunch, if they had not deferred and they scored, it would have made Michigan more anxious to try to score. To me,
Alabama was fucking up from the word goddamn go. Don't care if they had a deferred or not deferred. They did the right thing. Michigan had got Alabama number. Alabama wasn't doing a motherfucking thing without them in fucking way.
You're right about that now, dog.
Yeah.
You right about that now.
Neil Rose should have been running from the first goddamn time he touched the ball. That bitch playing like he's scared to goddamn run. A big dumb ball.
Whoa, dog. Hold on now. You're going to get up off of H-Town. That's Houston, baby. You can't do that now.
I ain't said a fucking thing about H-Town, you dumb black bitch. I'm talking about Alabama. You don't come on here and tell me, hold on. This man Trigger show, you black new mouth motherfucker. You bitch made ass nigga. You don't come on here. You don't come on here and run a goddamn thing. Hit that horse for me. You know what I'm talking about. Hit that horse for me. You know what I'm talking about. Hit that horse for me. Hit that horse for me.
That is so disrespectful to the Texas Dre.
Hit that horse for me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He is in rare form, y'all. He in rare form.
Shit. Bad acting. Bad acting.
Go ahead, man.
Hold up on H-Town. Ain't nobody said a fucking thing about them faggot-ass Texas motherfuckers that got their ass with.
I'm listening to you, baby. Go ahead and say what you
I don't give a fuck what you're doing, nigga. You can do what the fuck you want, a faggot-ass bitch.
Okay, damn. Bitch, but shut the fuck up and listen to me, bitch.
Not
nigga.
The pussy
you don't
bitch.
Tell them. That's one thing. Tell them ugly-ass fucking kids you got to shut up, bitch. I ain't there one of your kids.
Man, not the ugly kids.
I ain't there one of your motherfucking kids, nigga. Tell one of them ugly-ass kids but you got to shut the fuck up, nigga. You don't tell me to shut the fuck up. Hey, I'll shut up, but you ain't going to tell me to shut up, you ugly mule mouth bitch. You ain't going to tell me to shut up, you faggot punk-made motherfucker. I told you, this year is the new nigga. I'm the new nigga this year.
I'm you, bitch. I've been doing this shit, pussy nigga. Shut your bitch ass up and listen.
Watch this here. Talk now then, hoe ass nigga. Talk now.
Oh, man.
See, I
told
you, bitch, I run this motherfucking shit. Tell that mule mouth, bucket, roll on motherfucker to talk now. Talk now, nigga. I don't hear
not
you.
The,
talk
not
nigga.
The, not the mute button.
Yeah. How this dumb bitch gonna come to another nigga house and think he can rule shit?
I'm gonna put his foot up on the goddamn coffee table and shit.
Yeah. Now,
you gotta get out of here with that type of shit.
Now you can talk, you pussy bitch made ass motherfucker. Now you can talk.
No.
Come on and think you running shit.
Sound like somebody left the barn door and the horse is coming out.
Hey, bitch, when I tell your whole ass to say something, whole ass nigga, you shut the fuck up and listen to me, bitch.
Damn.
Don't goddamn get to talking when I'm talking, whole ass nigga. I can sing with you. I can't talk with you, fool ass nigga.
Motherfucking ugly motherfucker. You can't even sing, nigga.
Hey,
you can't even sing.
Ugly. Oh, man.
Nigga, you can suck a dick,
motherfucker.
Bitch. Nigga, I'm glad I am ugly,
okay.
You motherfucker.
Shit. I'm gonna let you go, cause I don't believe on trying to control a man with the mic. I'm gonna let you go.
Up,
I'm gonna let you
shut
talk.
Up.
Now, when you tell me to shut up, now you just when you tell another grown when you tell another grown man to shut the fuck up, then that's disrespecting me. Now that's not it. Like you disrespecting me. Tell that ugly bitch. Tell that ugly bitch you went out with every day to shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker, I want to follow a motherfucking thing you said, nigga. Who the fuck you just... Who you think? This is my motherfucking show. I don't want to follow a fucking thing you say, you ugly, harsh-mouthed motherfucker.
I'm going to continue to talk. God
damn it.
A wise man to shut the fuck up and listen. A damn fool around his mouth right
here. Well, if you're a wise man, then put my dick back in your mouth and shut up then. Put my dick back in your mouth and shut up.
Nah,
not
put,
the Johnsonville.
Hey, you just, that's what you're mad about because your daddy was a punk.
Yeah.
That's what you're mad about because your daddy
that's
was a punk,
right,
motherfucker.
Kid, well,
oh, man.
Hey, he
shit. Your daddy took more dick than your whole ass mama did. Your daddy took more motherfucking dick than your mama did, nigga.
Dog, happy new year, dog. How you doing?
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, then, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, then, nigga. Everybody ask
happy
you about your ugly ass over here, no way. Motherfucker. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me because your daddy took more dick than your mama.
Pussy bitch ass nigga, you
motherfucker.
Motherfucker. I ain't said nothing.
Goddamn right. Motherfucker, you can't stick no
man,
meal in this one leg to get on that job,
nigga. Shut up, nigga.
Yeah.
Let you turn my leg ass up, nigga.
Not the carpet.
Lord have mercy.
Now, if you got something you want to say, bitch, bring your whole ass on here. But you don't come on here running shit.
Shut the fuck up so I can say what I got to say, bitch.
As long as you tell me to shut the fuck up, you ain't be fuck you.
Talking.
I told you. Ain't
no
grown motherfucker. Ain't no bitch in the world going to come on my show and tell me to shut the fuck up on my own show. Not no
bitch
in the world.
And I meant what I said.
So you just told me, and I ain't shutting up. And I ain't shutting up then.
Yeah.
But fuck, I don't give a fuck if you don't say it, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you don't say it, you pussy made ass nigga. Go there and wipe your daddy ass on, yeah. Go wipe your daddy ass on, daddy. Your daddy ass on, bleed, nigga. Go wipe your daddy's ass on. Your daddy's ass on, bleed, nigga. Your daddy wear more tampons than your whole ass mama do. Your daddy wear more tampons than your bitch ass mama do. Your mom supposed to wear the tampons. Your daddy goddamn it, stole her tampons and put them on.
If nigga supposed to shut up 30 minutes ago, the bitch still got his mind over. Shut the fuck up.
I told you, there you go when you told me to shut the fuck up. I ain't gonna hurt you when you tell me to shut up.
Now,
you just gonna say what you gonna say, motherfucker.
I'll be quiet.
Keep talking,
bitch. Talk till I let your ass try to tell you shut the fuck up, bitch. Keep talking.
I asked him about you. Maybe talk.
Now, as I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted by this termite mouth bitch, I know. Alabama
should have won that motherfucking game. Now, they had three opportunities, and like you say, Melrose should have took his ass out there and started running from the get-go. They already know he got a bullshit-ass line. So that was fucked-up coaching they had going on out there, man. I can't blame them for getting their ass whooped by Michigan.
Yeah, you got
to.
Maybe
he'll follow the guard. I hope he went to the left. All he had to do was follow the guard. He tried to go to the middle.
Then damn right, scared motherfucker. They should have had 21 points. You got them first quarter.
And not to mention these whole ass Texas Longhorns now, and them bitches went out there and played like hoes too. Them dumb motherfuckers started out fumbling the goddamn ball in the red zone. Them bitches fumbling the ball three goddamn times.
I just thought about something, Dre. Me and you don't supposed to be fighting right now. Because we did make it to the top four. All these other cock-sucking, dick-licking motherfuckers talking like trick and
kids.
We should be on. Them the motherfuckers we should be talking about. That bald-head-ass trickle, she going to go on live with us goddamn smoking-ass feet in there. Talking about she over there goddamn laughing like she done won something. A bald-headed fucker.
Damn.
Lord have mercy. That is so disrespectful.
Yeah, I know. All these motherfuckers fuck with us, Dre. They didn't even make it to their motherfucking top four. And they talking shit about us.
Hey, none of these motherfuckers made no bitch. I know motherfucking Florida. Now, all them goddamn schools in Florida ain't now one of them motherfuckers made it out of there. So they ain't got no reason to say shit.
Yeah. And them motherfuckers from Georgia. Oh, Alabama shouldn't have made it. Georgia should have made it. How the fuck Georgia should have made it when goddamn Alabama whooped their motherfucking ass? How the fuck they feel?
Oh, man.
Georgia should have made it over Alabama. Where did they get that dumb shit from? God damn it. Oh, you see that? Georgia should have made it. Georgia should have whooped Alabama ass then. They'd have made it. If they had whooped Alabama whooped their ass.
That's like a bought election.
Alabama should have lost. Georgia should have whooped Alabama and get their ass down. They didn't, so some bitches lost.
They didn't.
All these smart motherfuckers. Oh, man. Georgia should have won. It would have been a better game.
They don't know when they would have been. Say, them two of the best goddamn games they had all year. Them some damn good games. They can say what the fuck they want. Them some goddamn good games. Now, that Florida and goddamn Georgia game, did nobody want to see that bullshit. Nobody want to see that bullshit.
That was lopsided. That was a landslide.
63-3. Like you said, kid, I think you put on that kid, they should have had a trick of might have said it. You should have had a mercy rule for that. Bitch should have said it. Man, we give up this shit.
Throw in the towel rules. Oh, man.
Should have been a goddamn mercy rule on that bullshit. God damn it.
That's one of the 21 point games.
That'd
be a 3 touchdown
over
with shit.
That's
3 touchdowns to none.
That's right. I gotta be on your side now, goddamn it. I gotta take all that shit back, man. Me and you gotta be on the same team today when a motherfucker come up with some bullshit.
Yeah, that damn show was a slaughter right there.
I ain't lying. 63-3. They throw the goddamn it. The water boy even got a touchdown, kid. The water boy, they bought the water boy in the motherfucker. You got a water boy going there and give him some and be giving
right,
some
right,
great
right.
shit.
Right,
the
right,
water
right.
boy went in there to get him the bomb. He made it the goddamn thing.
He made it. Oh,
damn.
Lord, have mercy.
Okay,
now, that's what you
nobody.
Call disrespect. That's what you call disrespectful.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Look here, guys. The day after New Year, y'all got something. You better come on, because really, I ain't got shit to talk about because I'm in a bad mood. I'm mad. I got to go call my girlfriend. I ain't talked to my girl in 2 days. And goddamn it, my other girlfriend, they mad because I don't talk to them at all. So I got, I don't talk to them no more. So I got to go talk to my new girlfriend. I ain't talked to her in 2 days, goddamn it. She's going to call me at 5:30. No damn well, I don't answer no goddamn phone at no 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So get Danny Boy on here, man. Me and I cussed Danny Boy this morning. I got to apologize to Danny Boy.
Oh,
I
man.
Danny Boy, but. Danny Boy, you caught me at the wrong time. I got a short fuse this year. I'm telling y'all, I want to be nasty, but every time I listen to the prayer show, it's summoning me back down. I got to raise back up, So y'all excuse me.
For profit.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm getting a goddamn text. Let me see what the fuck texted me. Hey, anybody see Butcher? I got to call Butcher. Oh. Ricky! That's my boy Ricky.
Not Ricky Stan, bro.
Ricky. Yes, sir. Ricky. That's my goddamn. That's my boy, though. Goddamn, that's Ricky. That's my boy. Yeah. But y'all, man, y'all got something y'all want to talk about. Come on, man, so I can stop cussing. Dre, I apologize, Dre. I'm sorry. I love you, man. I apologize. I can't. Big Fag. Yes, sir. Big Fag. Yeah. Cute. These niggas on it, but they won't hit the one button. They text me. Oh, cute. Yeah, they tore my ass up last night, kid. I lost all kind of goddamn money, man.
Oh,
my fucking.
Don't call him
that,
dog. Call him
Nate.
Who they talking about?
Naysayers.
Yeah, they're that dude's in Merrill hair on his neck. L-A-N-K.
Oh, okay. The man said they tried to make that was like it's gonna be something else though. He done sold all them damn T-shirts and shit with that knee. Let a nigga know. That what he thought it was. They almost said that shit on TV the other day.
Oh man, not the light.
Yeah, Link. That would have worked, kid. Yeah. All right, now, man. Broad Talk been fucking up for the last 2 weeks and shit now. Y'all on this motherfucker tonight, and y'all ain't talking about nothing. Now, y'all know y'all. I don't really want to talk because I'm nasty. I'm in a bad mood. I'm nasty. What Trigger with, man? Trigger League. Trigger League, where you at? Sorry, goddamn.
Trigger League.
You don't want she don't want to. Her husband going to be at home tonight. She can't talk. She meant like she was going to be, like she was tough and shit. Goddamn bald head fucker. Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
And we got what you got going on, Dre? You ain't got no shit going on there in Texas, man. God damn. Don't y'all bother Dre? Dre my buddy right now. Brother D, you hit the one button. What you want to say? What brother did? Damn, what brother did? Hey, brother D, what you got, man? You hit the damn one button. You know you don't supposed to be on there, but. What the hell you want?
All I was going to say was 4 out of 5. 4 out of 5. That's all. 4 out of 5.
Man, I don't want to hear about no damn Philadelphia. They sorry to Alabama. They sorry to Alabama.
Four out of five.
Arizona Cardinals beat them. Them became 1 of 3 games. But hold on. While you're laughing, the same Arizona Cardinals whoop y'all ass too, D. So what the hell you talking about?
Yeah.
They whoop y'all ass too?
Yeah. Here's the difference, though, dog. Here's the difference right here, though. The difference is that we wasn't on here bragging about being 10-1, 4 out of 5.
Oh,
man.
You ain't lying. Ever since he bragged, he was lost 4 out of 5.
Kid,
you gonna text me that bullshit? 4 out of 5. I said, fuck you talking about some 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
I cussed that motherfucker out.
The last 4 out of 5, then I lost.
Three in a row.
Trifecta.
Yeah, yeah.
Of ass
whooping. I can't argue. Ain't no defense against the truth. So I can't argue.
You got that right.
I can't argue.
He said, "Philadelphia."
They got to come to us.
I can't argue. Ain't no defense against the truth. I can't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
Katara, I love. Where my baby at? Katara!
All right, leave that back tight now.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord, Nate. Now, see, now, Pajo, leave him alone now. Leave him alone now, Pajo, before you get on your ass now. You cannot get on your ass now, Pajo.
Hey,
you
know, when he's losing streak, that's the best time to get him. He's sliding downhill now. That's the best time to get him. He already sliding down.
He said, I'm going to keep that fresh in y'all mind. If I show
up. Goddamn, dog. At the rate it's going, Big Fletcher can make the U.S. Street National down there in Bradenton by the end of the month.
Damn. You got a fucking point, bro. You know, me, I'll be down there. I'm supposed to be down there. But you got a point.
You can see him in person.
Hey, man, Keith got a hell of a – I told you, Keith, I'm not going to argue with the truth. I can't argue with the truth. I can't argue with the truth, man.
He ain't got to worry about making no Super Bowl plans.
Man, bullshit.
Oh, man.
Hey, you never know. Now they fuck around and wake up. You never know.
Yeah. Like I said, if.
I believe everybody got this number.
Yeah.
Hey. I need somebody just – hey, is Dre, you sit on the phone, Dre? Or Dre? Look here. I'm finna say this here, man. Kid. Can you line up on them birthday wishes, man? All them unknown motherfuckers you keep talking about having their birthday, man.
I'm on the contract, though.
When they tell you, kid, I'm just thinking I'd buy your contract out. God damn. Every goddamn time I look around, I had to silence my notification. Say happy birthday to this motherfucker. I don't even know these motherfuckers.
I'm on the contract till the 13th of September.
That's my birthday, motherfucker. You trying to be funny?
Oh, that's your birthday? Oh, okay.
That kid, when you said that, that's what I thought you was fucking. I thought you was fucking with me.
You picked that up, huh?
Damn, this motherfucker fucking with me. This somebody talking about the 13th of September. Dig it. Before you were fucking with me. Yeah, man. But no, man, I done got this shit off my chest now. Hey, but ain't shit on TV to watch now. But anyway, I done ask y'all again now. Y'all got anything y'all want to talk about? Because if you don't, then hang this mother up. I could have went on kept the press show going. If y'all motherfuckers wasn't going to talk about it, I could have kept the press show going. She done left me. What she doing over there, trying to get her hair straightened or something? Trying to get her some hair pasted on her head or something? She came on and left. Mm-hmm. She talking about she pulled her panties to the side for her husband the other day, talking about he ain't had no children this year. Yeah, she put that shit on
not since, not since last year. Not since
yeah.
last year.
Yeah. See. Well, anyhow, well.
For the flag. Not the last night.
Anybody? Well, what happened now? What happened?
He didn't throw the flag on. Not his last name.
Oh. Okay. All right, y'all. If y'all ain't got nothing, I'm finna get the hell out of here then. Y'all ain't got nothing. Because I wasn't going to have a show today, but you know we had to have our prayer show. We had to have our prayer show. So if y'all ain't got nothing, anybody talk about have a show. Then they want to know why I don't have the shows and stuff now. Because they don't ever come on the motherfuckers. If they do, they don't say shit. So what the hell, I'm going to keep wasting my goddamn time having a show. Tell them, give me my motherfucking money back. Anyway, kids, you got anything before we get out of here? Anybody got anything before we get out of here?
Nope.
All right. Okay.